Behind every BP fill-up, thousands of people across America go to work every day. People producing energy offshore. People turning it into products at our refineries. People doing R&D to make products that are better for your engine. People trading and shipping fuels to their destinations. And the people who help you at one of BP's growing family of retail stations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
Welcome back. You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. And joining us down the line is Clem Chambers of ADV FM. Clem, great to have you with us today. So what have you been seeing happening in markets?
Well, I've just been making quite a lot of money. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
That's good to hear. You know,
I think I'm quite happy to say that didn't see this one coming and that I don't think I've been prophesying a big bull market for, quite a few months now. And maybe this is the reason for it, although I don't believe the charts can predict the future quite that accurately. But my charts say a very big rally, and we've already got a pretty large one. But I think it says a lot more to come. Now, it could come not from good news. It could come from inflation, of course. And inflation wouldn't necessarily be bad, because there's not much point having twice as much money if it buys the same amount of goods that you started with. But I think we're going to have a rally, hopefully driven by a bit of a debacle in bonds. That could go wrong for everybody. You know, debacle in bonds could mean actually debacle in equities. But I'm just really sat there on my hands, just staring at it and seeing, you know, if I can guess when to jump off.
Well, people are saying that a macroeconomic regime change looms, considering people are favouring equities over bonds. How do you see this playing out, and how do you think emerging markets are going to react to this? Are they going to be changed for good, do you think?
Well, I mean, Mr. Trump is, and you know, I hope really he's not. I mean, the thing that I find confusing is a lot of things that have been happening over the last couple of years really, really work in my interest and really, really work against pretty much everybody else's. So, you know, I'm sort of like have mixed feelings about all this. I mean, chaos is great for me. You know, I always do well in chaos. You know, turmoil is great for me. I always do well in that. But for most people, it's going to be bad. And that makes it hard for me to really focus too much on what's going to happen next. I'm long. I think there's going to be a rally. You know, obviously, bonds are having a problem. If that got really worse, who knows where that would go? It's really, really hard. I mean, you know, looking at the situation between America and Europe, it could be the making of Europe, because if America kind of cuts those bonds and says, off you go on your own, actually that would be very strong for Europe, because Europe would have to really get its act together and go federal, and a federated Europe would be actually quite a good thing. Where would that leave the UK? Who knows? Trump looks like a very expansionist president. That's what everybody's thinking about. You know, he's looking like a more socialist than Clinton, you know, and if he goes on a huge spending spree, and America has got the money, its deficit is back under control. It's back to $300-400 billion a year. So he really could just turn the dial back up to $1 trillion and go for reinflation, which is what I think the market is telling us is going to happen. I'm, you know, really long banks, have been for a long time. If he takes the governmental boot off the neck of banks, you know, they could go very, very strong indeed. So everything is in play. And as I said, it's bad news for most people and great news for me. And I'm sorry for them. And I'm, you know, what can I say? I'm quite pleased for me, but I'm only one person, and I feel sorry for a lot of people who are going to really suffer about this, I think.
Well, how are they going to suffer? I mean, presumably the same people voted for Brexit on the basis that things couldn't get any worse. And so far, they probably haven't. And the same with the Trump supporters. They didn't like the previous regime. They didn't like the zero interest rate policy.
Things haven't gone wrong for Brexit yet. You know, there's plenty of time for things to go wrong with Brexit. It hasn't even started yet. You know, this is a long-term strategic move. It's going to take a generation to pan out. You know, counting 5 days and expecting it to make a big difference is I think, short-sighted. We're not talking about weeks or months here. We're talking about years. And, you know, Trump, we're talking about potentially 8 years of somebody that's going to destabilize the whole globe, which, you know, could be great news. You know, risk equals reward if it goes right. Volatility is a good thing if it goes right. But if it goes wrong on a human level, the outcome can be catastrophic. You know, it doesn't matter me making a fortune. That's secondary. I mean, even in my own opinion, you know, most people here, most people, normal people, are going to really suffer because of the Brexit.
So we are looking at Trumpageddon then. So you started off positive and we're ending on a more of a negative note.
Well, I said it'd be good for the markets. It's not the same thing, is it? Yeah. You know, it's not the same thing. What's good for me isn't good for everybody else. I'm not conflating my interests with the interests of other people. I mean, people like to say, oh, it can't happen because it would be bad for me. Mm. It can happen. You know, just because it's good for me doesn't mean it's a good thing. Yeah. You know, I'm somebody that's quite good with the markets. So when the markets are chaotic, there's huge opportunities for me to make money. There's huge opportunities for other people to do terribly. But there's nothing I can do about that. All I do is call the market. I'm not wishing it. It's the opposite. I'd wish it not to happen. But, you know, the risk has gone up dramatically in the world. Right. And if those risks turn into bad news, after all, that's what risk is about. It can be good news, it can be bad news. If the volatility becomes instability, that will be very, very bad. And we will see in the next few weeks how this is going to pan out. And it's already looking pretty bad, I reckon.
Yeah, Clem, thank you. Certainly interesting times ahead. That was Clem Chambers there from ADVFN.
Behind those warm and cozy nights at home, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People producing more U.S. natural gas, people building grid-scale solar capacity, people turning landfill waste gas into pipeline-quality renewable natural gas, and people delivering all of that power where it's needed. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investinginamerica.